for backstage once again, and with me I have Ringo Starr. Ringo, last night you sent a tape to some friends in Liverpool after a little bash session with a Bill Black combo.
Yes, now, that's correct. That is correct.
Tell me, you like this country western music. I see that you do. What influence did it have, if any, on your original sound, let's say?
On our sound, I don't think any. I just like it. You know, I've always liked it, and I used to sort of play it before I played rock. And I just like it. I like all the stories the songs have, you know.
There was a rumor circulating around today that someone said that after, in your later years, you would like to be a disc jockey or in public relations. Is this true?
Yeah, I'd enjoy being a disc jockey, you know.
You like to do talking?
Well, I like to play records, but I suppose I'd have to learn to talk.
Another thing I wanted to ask you, you've been over here now 2 weeks. You've been to 10 or 11 cities. Do you notice any different fan reaction as far as are they wilder or more emotional than the fans in other countries, or is it about the same?
I think it's about the same, you know. Everywhere we played, it's roughly the same. I don't think teenagers are different anywhere over the world. Excuse that corny expression.
And another question, as far as sports, we've asked everybody about sports. The reason I'm asking you these questions in particular is because our fans have written these letters in. What type of sport do you like? Outdoor sport, let's say.
I don't play football or cricket or soccer or whatever you call it. I don't play any outdoor game. It's too exhausting for me, and I don't see where there's any fun. You know, there must be with people running around the field kicking a little ball.
I heard you were playing a lot of Monopoly. Is this a new game to you?
It's new to me. Most of the others have played it. I haven't played it before. Actually, I'm fed up with it now. I don't want to play it anymore. I may have one or two games, but it's much more fun playing cards, you see.
What type of cards do you like to play in particular?
I don't know, poker and blackjack.
I noticed something, it might sound odd to you, but I was watching you play the other night, and when you were dealing, you were snapping your fingers, and whenever you walk around, you're in the musical jive. Do you think music surrounds your whole world, really?
Yes. I do. But I just love music, you know, like the rest of us, we all sort of, our only sort of hobby, really, for the four of us is collecting records and playing them and then following that, watching TV, you know. But we all dig records like mad and we play them all the time.
Talk to John about this, about your...
You know John as well?
Yes, I know John.
I don't know, you know everybody.
There's a naturalness about the Beatles, and I think this is a... To me, this is one of the, you can't analyze factors of success, but the Beatles are very natural and very relaxed. Have you ever found yourself unrelaxed in your work or talking before the press? Or has this been, from the beginning, a relaxed atmosphere where you said what you felt like saying and you acted like you wanted to act?
I've sort of always acted how I want to, but when I first joined, I never used to say much at press conferences or anything, because I always felt, well, the new boy, you know, and people would ask when you've started and what happened and what's this. Most things I didn't know about, you know, at the time. And so I never used to say anything, so they all used to say, well, look at him, isn't he miserable? He won't talk to anyone. But I wouldn't talk, because they have more knowledge about the question, so they, you know, give them the answers. There's no use me piping up, you know, because I don't know about it. But now we've sort of been together over 2 years, and I do as much as they do.
Now, this is not a question, but I'd just like you to say something, if you could. But you have many fan clubs around the country. Is there, if you had one message to say to the fan clubs for anything they've done or any good wishes and glad tidings, is there anything you would say to any of the fan club members?
I'd just like to say thanks to all the fans, you know, because it's the fans that make you... John is choking me. You know, without them, you're nothing, you know. And I think I speak for the four, we love the fans as much as they love us, you know.
What about the fan clubs?
Well, them girls are doing a great job, you know, running the clubs. It's a hard job, because we get mail, sort of, you know, thousands of letters to us personally, so they must get, you know, twice or three times as many, and to answer and, you know, give them replies to all questions they will ask. I just think they're doing a marvelous job, you know.
Ringo, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ben.